And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 1st of March, 2007. It's the birthday of a whole string of well-known American poets, and it's also the anniversary of the day in 1692 when the Salem witch trials began, as three women in Salem were charged with practicing witchcraft. It was at a time when the town had just gone through an epidemic of smallpox, the Indian Wars had left many of the children without fathers, and then came this wave of hysteria, young girls going into convulsions, accusing others of bewitching them. Historians now think that the witch hunts may have been fueled by a long-running family feud in the town. The Porter family was on its way up in society. The Putnam family was losing influence. The girls doing most of the accusing were in various ways connected to the Putnam family. Most of the witches were connected to the Porter family. There were many people who tried to keep the witch trials from getting out of control. Judges resigned in protest. Neighbors gathered petitions in support of the accused. But 19 accused witches were hanged, 14 of them women. Three more died in jail. By the following fall, the preacher Cotton Mather was speaking out against the trials. He said, "We ought not to practice witchcraft to discover witches. It is better that 10 suspected witches should escape than one innocent person should be condemned." And then after one of the girls accused the governor's wife of being a witch, the governor stepped in, and that was the end of it. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Haas, born in San Francisco, 1941. It's the birthday of Howard Nemiroff, New York, 1920. Went to Harvard, fought in World War II, taught at Bennington College in Vermont. He started writing poetry after studying Eliot and Yeats in college. And he said, "I got the idea that what you were supposed to do was be plenty morbid and predict the end of civilization many times. But in old age, I concluded that the model was really Mother Goose." It's the birthday of the poet Richard Wilbur, born in New York City, 1921. Went off to fight in World War II, served in the frontline infantry. Wrote a book about it, The Beautiful Changes, came out in 1947. At a time when most of America's leading poets were suffering from mental illness or alcoholism and writing poems about their madness and their troubles, Richard Wilbur was one who wrote formal verse, living the life of a successful writer and a professor of literature. It's the birthday of Robert Lowell, born in Boston, 1917, who after the war began to write more and more about himself and his daily life. His collection Life Studies, 1959, was one of the most autobiographical collections of poetry ever published at the time. It came to be known as confessional verse. And it's the birthday of Ralph Ellison, Oklahoma City, 1914, wanted to be a classical composer. But when he met Langston Hughes and Richard Wright, they encouraged him to write stories, and he set out to do it. One day, sitting in a barn on a farm in Vermont, he typed on a typewriter the sentence, "I am an invisible man," which had just come to him. And that turned into his first novel, Invisible Man, published in 1952. Here's a poem for today by James Tate, entitled A New Lifestyle. People in this town drink too much coffee. They're jumpy all the time. You see them drinking out of their big plastic mugs while they're driving. They cut in front of you. They steal your parking places. Teenagers in the cemeteries knocking over tombstones are slurping café au lait. Recycling men hanging onto their trucks are sipping espresso. Dog catchers running down the street with their nets are savoring their cups of mocha java. The hold-up man entering a convenience store first pours himself a nice warm cup of coffee. Down the funeral parlor driveway, a boy on a skateboard is spilling his. They're so serious about their coffee. It's all they can think about. Nothing else matters. Everyone's wide awake, but looks incredibly tired. A New Lifestyle, a poem by James Tate, from his collection Memoir of the Hawk, published by the Echo Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.